So, the absolute philosopher. He talks about a lot of good stuff. Today, he's going to talk about kindness costs nothing, yet it buys things that are priceless. Kindness costs nothing, yet it buys things that are priceless. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. And it's a good thought. Kindness costs nothing, yet it'll buy the things that it buys are priceless. It's kind of wonderful, isn't it? When you realize that kindness opens up the door for you to achieve just about anything that you ever could ask for. Have you ever wanted anything and you just felt you had to have it? And you felt it was so important and so wonderful and so terrific. And you didn't say anything to anybody about it, but you thought about it. Have you ever done that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what happened?
Nothing. Well, then you're not good later.
I know.
And Sylvia says nothing, and Ellen says...
You're not a good creator.
Oh, well, that wasn't a good comment. Ellen said, I said, have you ever thought about something and brought it into being?
Yes, I had
it. So now... Children are very good at this sort of thing because they know that by doing nice things for their parents will do nice things for them, sort of a tit for tat, and it's a good thing. Now, if you and I have any intelligence about us, we will realize that when we do nice things to ourselves, ourself will do nice things to us. Now, if you would like to have, say, a new coat, that's a nice simple thing, isn't it? You'd like to have a new coat. You know what the coat looks like in your mind, and you think a new coat would be so nice. And so then you go around saying, oh, my body is terrible. Oh, I'm sick. Oh, I got this problem. My breathing is bad. I can't. And you knock your body. Do you think that your own inner awareness is going to reveal a coat to that sick body? That body that doesn't feel that it deserves a nice coat? Why do you put all the finery on the Pope and then bury him in those beautiful clothes? Just think, it costs several thousands of dollars and maybe more, and that could have paid the tuition for some Catholic students to go to school and all these things. Well, that's not the point. Was the Pope, that's a bad word, worthy of that investment on him?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, don't be so surprised. Yes.
But,
yeah. Yes. He was worth it. Now, did those things belong to the Pope?
No. Yes.
They belonged to the Pope.
To the church.
They belong to the Pope. The cardinal each wear their red garb and what? Does that belong to the Mr. Jones, who is the cardinal, or does it belong to the cardinal?
To the cardinal.
Now, who does the cardinal belong to?
To the church.
To the church. Now, does everything the cardinal have belong to the church?
Yes.
Does everything the Pope has belong
yes.
to the church?
Yes.
Now, has the Pope done such a memorable job in being Pope that he's worthy, if you go on to say worthy, of having those beautiful garments at his passing?
Yes.
All right. Then why is it that I would ever make a statement that that money should have been spent on tuition for kids to go to school? Because I want to know whether you're touched or not.
Mm.
You see, if you are kind, if you are a generous, loving person, you know that the garments that the Pope wore at his funeral are available by the ton anywhere that anyone wants to look. That the shoes are available anywhere. That everything is available anywhere. You see, there's no limit. And when we think limitation, then we think limitation. Now, I was reading about the American flag the other day, and the American flag, when it is no longer presentable, should be put into an envelope and put in the trash, or it should be burned.
Mm-hmm.
If you put it in an envelope and put it in the trash, you might steal the envelope, but put it in an envelope where it's not going to come out. And there, you're not being discourteous to the flag. And if you burn it with dignity, you know. And they say that the actual American flag should never have anything sewn to it. It should not have things sewn to it like a design or a piece or these things. Now, people do not sew to the American flag the clothing that they make. That's not really the American flag. That's just a copy of it. However, it still is a little bit disrespectful. Now, no one is able to burn the American flag in public. It is a no-no. And if a protester, a political protester, burns the American flag in public, which was against the law, it is now approved. Because he is disapproving of that flag and that nation. And so he's burning it in protest. Now, I would think that that's all the more reason not to do it. He could do anything he wants to do to protest, but he does not desecrate the flag of the United States of America. You see, kindness costs nothing but brings great results. If the protester, instead of protesting, would say, "Here is what I am suggesting we do for our country." Instead of protesting against the war in Vietnam, let's see peace in Vietnam now. Let's work on peace. Well, that's too short. It takes so much time. We don't have time for that. We don't have time not to do that. We may not create the peace in time for Vietnam, but we create the peace in time for future wars, if you might say, future conflicts, future problems between nations. And this is a very important thing for us to, you see, as humans, we don't educate our children so they will be smart now. We educate our children so they'll be smart when they have their jobs and in the future, so that they'll be able to make a living and they'll be able to communicate with their fellow citizens, you know, with the fellow people in their land. And we are not really educating them for the now. If we were educating our children for the now, if we really had the kindness to do that, what would we be teaching our children? We would be teaching our children that they are divine. We'd be teaching our children that whatever they think about, they demonstrate in their life. We'd be teaching our children that negative thoughts are just as positive as powerful thoughts. There's neither one more powerful than the other. The thought most dwelt upon is the thought that brings it its result. And you see, if we kindly talk to our children about this, if we kindly talk to the world about this, now, the United States owes a debt of some $36 trillion. Trillion dollars. Can you imagine that? $36 trillion. Now, if we were to look at the world and say, how much does the world owe actually to the United States? We would have to say maybe about $100 trillion. You see, that's quite a difference, isn't it? Now, why don't we just sort of swap back and forth and have the debts be cleared up? Well, so long as you are indebted to somebody, you must work harmoniously with them. So long as someone is indebted to you, they must work harmoniously with you. However, that doesn't always work that way. It's the principle, and it does work. But it is not freely given. When the debt is given, it is said, "I will pay you back." That's what debt means. If it's not a debt, then what is it?
It's a loan.
Not a loan. A loan has to be paid back too, you know. It's a gift. And if it is not a gift, what else is it? Not a loan or something, but what other thing is there beside a gift?
A donation.
Yeah, but what the other thing would be something that always was, always will be, and never can be different. When someone comes up to you and says, I'm hungry. What do? We can give them food, or we can give them money, or do what we want. If we see them whole and perfect and full and happy, what happens?
That's it.
Now, are they indebted to us?
No.
When we see them whole and perfect and happy and hearty and healthy, their tummy full already, then we are doing for them the greatest blessing in the world. But if we give them a gift, they'll always be beholden to us, even if we give it. Look, I loaned you that money. I mean, I gave you that money. Now, you say you're running out again? What did you do with that money? See, that wasn't a gift. That was a gift with strings on it. And that's not kindly given. But kindness always brings great results. Now, if someone has a need and we choose, and see, thereby comes, it's a problem, we call it a need. If someone has a desire, it's still a need, but they have a desire for something, and we give them the money for it, and then we do not one second say, hey, I gave you that money, and you never said thank you, never did it, well, then you didn't give it. See, kindness is such a beautiful but a very subtle thing, and it brings great results for everybody in the world if everybody in the world is willing to play the game of kindness. And all you have to do, each one of us, is be kind to ourselves. When we are kind to ourselves, then it doesn't matter whether other people are kind or not, because we're kind, and that's all we know. That's all we experience, is the kindness that we are to ourselves. So think on these things, they're kind of fun. Kindness costs nothing, but buys things that are priceless. Kind of nice. Are you a giver of gifts that has strings on your gifts? If so, that's a good statement. Let them go. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.